We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're chatting here today with Chris Ingles from the Red Cross, Maxine Coffey, and Ray Coffey as we preview the Kevin Coffey Memorial Blood Drive happening next Thursday and Friday. Thursday, noon to 6, and Friday, 7:30 to 1. It'll be at St. Thomas More Church, 2900 Kimball Avenue. And you'll get a free Kevin Coffey Keep the Drive Alive t-shirt, $5 Amazon e-gift card to everyone who comes in to donate. And that's not the only blood drive we have coming in. Christy, you have some other dates that there's lots of opportunities to give.
Yes, Manhattan is busy with blood drives at the end of this month. Thankfully, we're partnering with the Foundation Sports Training Facility as well as Genesis. They're both hosting drives that are online. You can find those at redcrossblood.org. You can download our app, and you can also call in to 1-800-RED-CROSS to make appointments for those. We also have drives in Junction City, Fort Riley, and the Holiday Inn is actually hosting. The Holiday Inn at the campus is hosting drives for us. So if you can't make it to Kevin's, which we hope that you can, then please consider donating at one of these other times. As I mentioned earlier, that we're headed into the holidays. We're seeing shortages. We usually see about 17,000 fewer blood and platelet donations in the September, well, that's what we saw, was in September and October, and we need about 13,000 every single day to supply all of our hospitals throughout the country. And so it's just really important that we have that blood on the shelf. As Maxine mentioned earlier, we are doing everything we can to make the process go smoother. Before you come in to donate on the day of, you can fill out what is called a rapid pass. It's kind of your little get through quicker, hopefully, once you're through the registration. Basically, you don't have to read all your stuff while you're there. You don't have to answer all the questions. You just do a little mini health physical where we check your blood pressure, your temperature, and your iron. They're going to ask you a few questions, just like three if you've done that, and then you go out onto the bed to donate. And that donation takes about 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how well hydrated you are. And then you go over into the canteen, where normally we have amazing ham sandwiches that are donated, but this time Maxine and Ray have stepped it up even further, I think, if they want to share what they've got.
Well, kind of early on with this blood drive, we, you know, it's the Midwest. If you feed people, they will come. And we have just wonderful people here in town who provide these things. But the first day, that starts at noon to 6, we have Cox Brothers Barbecue pulled pork sliders, in addition to the cookies and the sandwiches and all that's usually there. So we're really looking forward to that. We even have people who look forward to that the second day at breakfast. But the second day, which starts at 7:30, we do have Varsity Donuts, and we just want to make sure people are well taken care of after the drive, after they've donated blood and before. I believe we mentioned the t-shirts, but the t-shirts that were designed by Lauren Harms have been for several years. They're not just for if you actually are able to donate blood, because people do come in who, for whatever reason, are not able to once they've gotten there. Those are presenting donors, and they get a shirt as well. So we just like to help promote blood donation by seeing those shirts around town and around Kansas.
We also have Skittles.
Kevin's favorite candy was Skittles and Starburst, is that right? So we actually have a really awesome display of all of the giveaways that Ray and Maxine have donated over the years, the different shirts, and some of his photographs, some other things from Temple. And so, come by that table and you get your t-shirt after your donation or your attempt to donate. And then you can check out some really cool stuff with Kevin on it as well.
And it's a good reminder here, you got the flyer here, and I'm sure these flyers are posted all around town here, but it says it started with just one pint. How important was blood donation to Kevin and starting this whole thing?
Well, as Ray mentioned, he had donated in high school, started when he was 17, and he, with the O negative blood type, that's very much in demand because that blood can be given to anyone, babies, anybody with a different blood type. And so he would donate every time that he was able to, so every 56 days in Philadelphia, to the point that he would even get calls and emails here in Manhattan when he was back, because, of course, they didn't know he had left Philadelphia. And so that's something that he just carried out very conscientiously. And we do the same in his
honor. The one pint was his donation in high school, and one of his friends was on student council, and she said, "Kevin, we need people to sign up for the blood drive." So he went to the school and signed up and donated and came home with this bandage, and I questioned why he had that, but he said, "I gave blood today," and so that was the one pint. Mm-hmm. So, but found out that he was O negative, and so he was committed from that point on to give every opportunity.
And we're just pleased that there's really been such a ripple effect from this, not only among friends and family donating, but hopefully among people who see this and see the value of donating blood and make it part of their lives for as much as they can.
It's been really neat to see. I'm at most of the blood drives throughout the year. We do six a year here in Manhattan, and it's really neat to see people who came in for their first donation at one of Kevin's drives, and they've made it a regular thing. They are either here six times a year or as often as they can, and so I think that's been really neat to see that this young man touched so many lives and made such a difference, and you never know whose life you'll touch with your donation. Like I shared before, you can save three lives with a single blood donation, and so it's been really really awesome to see. Maxine has here that we've just with as of last year's blood drive, we had collected 3,010 pints of blood in Kevin's name. This is not just the Manhattan Community Drive that we do this for Kevin. Along with the Temple Drive, McCain Auditorium has stepped up, the First Presbyterian Church has stepped up, which are Ray and Maxine are members of. And so it's been really neat to see so many people in the community who have just embraced this and taken it on and feel that passion and drive to donate blood to keep that drive alive.
Well, yeah, and it's so much more than just a blood drive. You guys really turned it into a community event, and I think maybe that lessens the stigma on, I'm too scared to give blood, something like that. So
right.
Well, I have to say, Kevin's the one who got me started giving blood, so I was way behind him. And I've given over 6 gallons now, and I will be giving as long as I'm able.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And you have the mobile app, the Red Cross mobile app, and that's another nice tool that you can have, and it sends you reminders of, hey, you're eligible to give.
It sure does. It keeps you on top of things. We've actually found that the app actually, when you're at a blood drive, we let you sign up for the next drive. But actually, we found that those donors who sign up on their apps, they are more likely to show up and come in and donate. So definitely a good reminder. It's a good way to keep yourself on top of it. It reminds you about your rapid pass the day of. It'll tell you your blood type. It shares with you where your blood went. Actually, shortly after your donation, I think it's about, so you can donate every 56 days, which is about 8 weeks. I believe my last donation, which was about 9 weeks ago, I believe that it sent it probably about 7 weeks later where my blood went, which was really cool to see, which hospital that went to. And so it's a really cool thing to get. So I would highly encourage people to download that. It's just the Red Cross Blood Donor app.
Okay. Well, donations is what it's all about here. You've got you guys are giving blood. You've got people donating food to this cause. Is there any other ways people can help if they want to, donate anything to this blood drive?
Just tell your family and friends. Tell people about the drive, and hopefully among those connections there will be others that will come in and donate.
Well, there are some other things that they can do. We always need people to help with the drive, whether it's to escort a person who just gave blood or to work in the canteen area to make sure that they take some time to recover before they, go outside and get in their car. And with the shirts, we have friends that come and help us give out the T-shirts when a person is given blood. So there are other opportunities. And just getting, even if it's not a drive, just getting the word out to people that a drive's coming up is, we take flyers around for the Red Cross. to different businesses and stuff. But
and we're told that the number one reason that people don't donate is just simply because they've never been asked. What a simple ask. So I would just encourage you, if you are planning to come in and donate, you know, people post all kinds of random things on social media. Why not post that you're going in to save three lives today? And why not invite somebody to come with you? Take a selfie while you're in there and let people see that, hey, I donated blood and I lived, and this was an easy thing to do. Those are the best things, I'd say. If you can't donate blood, just encourage other people to come in and donate.
Okay. 75 openings again on the 21st, 102 openings on the 22nd. A lot of time to get signed up here, but do it fast because those will fill up pretty quickly, I imagine.
Hopefully so, yes.
All right. Noon to 6 on November 21st, 7:30 to 1 p.m. on November 22nd, and you can find more dates on the Red Cross website, correct?
Yes, redcrossblood.org.
Okay. Christy Ingles, Maxine Coffey, Ray Coffey, we appreciate you coming on, and we hope you have a very successful drive.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That'll do it here for In Focus today. We appreciate everybody tuning in, and coming up tomorrow on In Focus, we will have, I believe we'll have Fort Riley on tomorrow. We have Fort Riley and Gina Scroggs and Mike Dodson will also highlight the mayor's Spirit of the Holiday Lighted Parade.